Singer-songwriter Kyle Tsivtembo, whose debut single Sweden is Rock Local Airways last year, has just announced the release of his second single. Analog Heart is an upbeat pop song with personal meaning for Kyle, who admits that he generally finds it difficult to express his feelings unless it's in his most fluent language, music. Despite the personal nature of the song, Kyle believes that it will appeal to a wide audience as it is catchy and cute. We've had Kyle on Alex Radio before, but today we are excited to talk to him about his new single and what it's like to be a musician. Welcome to the show, Kyle. How are you today?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great, thanks.
We've had you on Alex Radio before, but for those listeners who might have missed it, can you please tell us more about your career and what age you started making music?
Well, I can't remember a time before I was making music, to be honest. Even in the earliest years of childhood, I was always singing songs or melodies or hitting things to make drum beats. But when I was about 11 or 12, I joined the school choir. Around about the same time, my father bought me my first guitar as well and taught me how to play it. And by the age of 13 or 14, I could play and sing songs. And shortly after that, I started writing my own. In terms of a career, I had done a few gigs after matriculating. And at the time, I actually studied accounting for a couple years. My parents wanted me to have a backup plan, but it wasn't for me. I had to do music, and I was not going to be happy unless I did. So I dropped out of that accounting degree and studied music at Wits School of Arts. And that was the turning point of where music changed from something that I was just good at to something I was very serious about and very determined to make a career out of it. In between studying the degree, I would gig as much as possible. So from the years 2010 onwards, I have been gigging. And of course, after graduating, I went headfirst into a performing career. And now I'm finally getting the recording artist side of that career sorted out, dropping singles and dropping an album soon that I'm very excited for you all to hear.
Can you please tell us more about the songwriting process and how long it takes?
Yeah, I always find this a difficult question to answer because there's not one single process for me or specific order. It's more whatever inspiration strikes first, you know. Sometimes I'll just be walking around and a melodic idea pops in my head and I work around that, and then the lyrics might come after, and then the chords or the guitar parts might come after that. Sometimes it's the complete opposite way around. So it really depends on what inspiration strikes at one time. And sometimes that process can be quick from inspiration to completion of the song. Sometimes it can be a couple hours. Sometimes it can be weeks or months. It's really hard to tell. I try not to rush it. I find when I force the process, that's when I don't work to my best abilities and I don't create the most honest music. I always want my music to be an honest expression, and forcing it never helps with that. So I try my best to be patient. Sometimes there are deadlines, like the third single that I'm actually still busy recording now. It took inspiration struck. It took a couple hours to get most of it done, and I knew I really loved it and I wanted it to be part of the album, and in the end I wanted it to be the third single. And the last 20% just took forever. Writer's block set in. The more I forced it, the more it wasn't happening, and I had to just take a step back. I left it for about a week, and eventually the right inspiration came for those parts, and you know, less than 2 hours later, that song was done and I could send the idea through to the guys in the studio. So I can't give you an exact time frame. Sometimes 2 hours. I think the quickest song I've written was in 2 hours, beginning to end, vocals, chords, lyrics, and the idea for all the parts, drums, bass, guitar, etc. was done in 2 hours. And some songs, you know, they can take up to a month.
What inspires you to write songs?
What inspires me to write songs? I think there's two parts of this question for me. The first part is that I love music so much and on such a deep level that it's such a part of me that if I'm not actively being creative, then I'm not being my full self and I'm not happy. So my love for music itself inspires me to create music, to write songs. So to answer that question generally, that's how I would put it across to you. But the other part of the question I'm imagining you're looking for is, where do I draw inspiration to write specific pieces of music and songs with specific meaning? And that would be, it can be as general as life in general, things that I observe in everyday life. And sometimes it can be very personal. Sometimes, like this single now, Analog Heart. It's a very personal one, but sometimes it can just be about everyday life. I like to be open to any human experience informing my artistic choices. So anything I experience in life basically can inspire me to create a song.
What struggles or challenges are there when making music?
Wow, what a great question. I don't think I've been asked about the struggles of making music before. I alluded to some of that in a previous question, the issues of writer's block and how forcing it doesn't help and how you need to be patient. But sometimes I think writing music or performing music with the sole purpose of it having to be a career to make money, to be a product that you sell, sometimes that's at odds with why we love to perform and why we love to create music, because it's not about the money. It was never about the money when I first fell in love about music. But at the end of the day, if I want a career in music, I do need to make money. And sometimes having to fit the mold of what popular music will make money, what types of performances will sell the tickets, that can be a struggle, and it can cause doubts on both sides, where you write something you like, but you think, oh, this will never sell. Or you write something that you know will sell, but you feel, but it's not quite me. Maybe it's not what I like. Luckily for me, I've gone through a maturing process through both sides of that coin, and I found myself in a place where I've got a very happy balance, where I'm happy with the type of music that I'm creating. From a creative point of view, from an artistic point of view, I'm enjoying it immensely, and I'm very proud of where I've come with that. And at the same time, I feel like it's a product that can sell in the popular sphere to the masses. But every song that I write is a balancing act of the two, and that balancing act can be very tricky indeed.
How has the pandemic affected your music?
Well, I'd say the pandemic has affected my music in that it slowed down the rate at which I wanted to release music and when I had planned. Obviously, having to take care of finances meant that I couldn't just spend on recording and releasing singles and music videos as much as I wanted to. And I wanted the album to drop last year. But that being said, the extra time that I was forced to take, meant that I could pay more attention to the music that I was creating, iron out more finer details, and actually achieve more of a mature sound than what I had arranged for the songs that I wanted to release through the singles and the album. So sure, there's been a bit of bad, but there's been a silver lining around the rain cloud of the pandemic when it comes to how it's affected my music directly.
Can you take us on the journey of how you wrote Analog Heart and its meaning for you?
Yeah, I think you've used a great word there. Journey. Analog Heart's definitely been a journey. As far as the how it came about, I was on tour in Botswana, just like I was for Sweetness, actually. I wrote Sweetness while I was on tour in Botswana as well, in a different year. But yeah, so I'm in Botswana, and I'm on tour with a very talented group at the time called Match. Unfortunately, they're not together anymore. The one member immigrated, but their acoustic stylings as an acoustic duo They were so good, their musicality and their performance and their way of writing pop songs on acoustic guitar. I really enjoyed. So I took inspiration from that, and that's why there's such strong acoustic guitar and folk elements mixed into the pop sound that Analog Heart brings. But in terms of the meaning and what it means to me, it's a very personal song. This song is about me, and it's about how I have a tendency to overthink. I have a tendency to be very robotic, for lack of a better word. I can be very pragmatic. I can turn my emotions off if I need to, and I can problem solve with a clear mind by just turning off emotions. And I'm at the same time, I'm not very good at expressing and showing my emotions. So a lot of people see me that way from the outside. They see me as someone that never gets too emotional. But the truth is, I feel just as much as everyone else does. I feel the same emotions, or maybe even more intensely. I just actually keep them inside, and that comes with certain challenges for me. And I know that comes with certain challenges for the people around me as well. So this is just an honest song about the dynamic of those things in my personality, and I hope other people can relate to that as well. And of course, I've wrapped it in this familiar form of a love song. I've painted it in that situation so that it can be more, what's the right word now? It can be more digestible, I guess. We'll go with that. So it can be more digestible for an audience and more relatable as well.
Why do you think music is a good way to express your feelings?
Well, that's a great follow-up question, actually, because seeing that I'm not that great at expressing my feelings, in normal life, music is a great outlet for me. I'm really good at expressing myself through music, whether it's playing instruments, singing, performing a song, being on stage. I'm good at that, and that means that I can let a lot of the energy and tension out that I usually would keep in. So for me personally, it's essential. It's essential to my life, and it's bad for my mental health if I don't get to express it, if I don't get to perform. In general, I think music is just a really great outlet for people, whether they're performing or listening to music, because it's such a great language where you actually don't need to know a lot about it to enjoy it. Anyone can enjoy music. No one needs a deep understanding or needs to study it to feel the magic of music and the release and the escapism that it can bring.
How can people find your new song?
Yeah, so people can find Analog Heart on whatever streaming platform they use. They can open it up, whether it's Apple Music or Deezer or Spotify, any of those, YouTube Music, whatever you're using. If you search for Kyle September, Analog Heart, you'll find it there. And if you like it, you can give it a like and a download, or you can go to my social media, Kyle September on Instagram, on Facebook, or even TikTok. I've got the link in my description there, for the song. If you click on it, it should open up and you should see a button going straight to the streaming platform that you use.
What advice would you give to people young and old about songwriting and what's the best way to start?
The best advice I can give to young and new songwriters is to just do as much of it as you can. Really, that's how you're going to find your own voice and your own identity in your style of music. And at the same time, you can't be too precious about it. The first song you write, it's probably not going to be a good one, you know? The first few songs I wrote at the time I was quite proud of, but I kept working through, and I never really performed them. So I was in high school, and they were just a starting point. So enjoy the process, go through it, write a lot, and don't try be too perfect with it. It's a process that gets better over a lot of repetition, and you'll know when you find your style and your voice, and there's no shortcut to it but time. So my advice is just to do as much of it as you can.
What message would you like to give to the children in the hospital?
I would just like to say to them, continue to trust in and lean on the abundance of resilience that You all show there in that hospital the stories of the children there and the rich history of the Red Cross Hospital is just absolutely inspirational, and I think what you guys do with this radio station is so special, it's so unique, and it's just so impressive what you guys do. You're an inspiration, and yeah, it's not much more I can say, but keep it up. You all have the strength that you need and the bravery to continue and push through your circumstance, and it's an inspiration to us all.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I would just like to say thank you so much for having me on your radio station again. I really appreciate and enjoy it, and I hope one day to be able to meet you in person. It would be lovely for me to come down to Cape Town, maybe when I tour my album, do a couple of shows, and I'd love to meet some of the wonderful radio presenters that I've had the honor of chatting to over the last year or so. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kyle, for the lovely interview. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for the listeners.